Okay. Good evening, everyone. So today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem Vav. So in Brachos Daf Mem Vav and Beis, the Gemara says Laheichan Hu Chozer. To where does he return? Rav Zvid Mishmei Dabaye Amar. Rav Zvid says the name of Abaye. Chozer the Rosh. He begins in the beginning. He returns to the beginning. Rabbanan Amri and the rabbis say who disagree with him. Lamakam Shepasak, to the place where he stops. So what's going on here? So I just want to share two different explanations of this line. The first is Rashi. Rashi is of the view that we're talking about Zimun, talking about making a Zimun. So let's say that I join with two other people, and the three of us make a Zimun. So the first two people, I listen to the Zimun, and so now it's my time to bench, right? I listen to the person leading the Zimun. So And then let's say I listen to the Zimun, let's say three of us, right? Two people and myself. So two people, they're ready to bench. And so they make a Zimun, and I listen, I answer. And then later on, I finish my meal, and then later on, I bench. Where am I supposed to start benching from? Do I start benching from Baruch HaTash Hashem Elkeinu Mechlam Hazan Esa Olam Kolo B'Tavo? Or do I start from Noda? Why would you think I would start from Noda? Because maybe the first bracha of Hazan is actually one of the brachos of Zimun. Now, it's not simply the Rabbosai and Tom Baruch Shecha Mishal Tvach Yidu. Maybe even the first bracha also serves as a Zimun. So if I'm listening to the Zimun, if I answer, so maybe that first bracha of Zimun is, I'm good, and I only start from Noda. So that's why Rashi understands that debate. It seems that what we generally do not understand it, or we don't pass like that opinion, because I don't think anyone starts from Noda, for the most part. Maybe we may see tomorrow morning, but that doesn't seem to be the view that we follow. Rather, we understand this Gemara like the Rush's position. The way the Rush understands this debate between, let's say, that this debate is the following, that when let's say that there are three people who are going, myself and two other people, and two people, they want to finish the meal. I want to continue eating. And the first two people, so they bench. And at what point am I allowed to start? I stop my meal. I'm in the middle of eating my meal. I stop my meal. So do I have to wait for them to do the entire benching? Do I have to wait for them to finish Zimun? At what point can I continue my meal? So that's the debate. Is the debate that I have to return, as the Rush says, that basically, where's the Birchas HaZimun end? So does the Birchas HaZimun end with Nevarach Shechad Mishalo, and then as soon as one of them said, Baruch Shechad Mishalo Tvoch Yidu, then I can start eating? Or do I have to wait until the end of the first bracha, Baruch Hashem Hazor Esakol? That's why sometimes the person who leads the Zimun says the first bracha out loud. So only after the first bracha that I can start eating. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Reish Saif Beis, Eidon Tzarech Lafzik Ela Ach Yomar Baruch Shechad Bishalo V'Chozer V'Gomar Sudaso. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that if I listen to the Zimun, once the person says Baruch Shechad Bishalo Tvoch Yidu, then I can continue eating my meal. However, the Rabbah writes, V'Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Lafzik Ach Yomar Hazon Esakol V'Chei Noagim. So our custom, we follow the Rabbah, that when we stop, let's say there are two people and I'm the third person, we all make a Zimun, I want to continue my meal, I should wait until the person who's leading the Zimun says Baruch Shem Shalom Tvoch Yidu, then says the whole, the first bracha out loud, and then he finishes Baruch Hashem Azor HaSakol, I answer Amen, and at that point I'm allowed to continue with my meal.